enough, loud enough, and long enough, God will grant what we ask. Does that fit your experience? Doesn't quite fit mine. And I've seen a lot of good, faithful, prayerful people who've prayed and prayed really hard for justice, for what seems like the right thing, for their children, for their loved ones, and they didn't get what they asked. Even though they got 23,000 likes on Facebook for their prayer request, 5 minutes on the local TV show, and a trip to Disney, they still didn't get what they asked. If you're like me, this gospel might make you a little uneasy. It can't possibly mean what it seems to. It seems to equate God with an overextended person, like a social worker, who's so swamped that she manages by crisis, attending only to matters which have become most critical and loudest. Ever been somewhere that's managed by crisis? Department or an office with way too much to do? Manager who doesn't manage his team well, or a student or kid who puts off schoolwork till the night before it's due, it's not a real comfortable place to be. And I find that I don't really trust the result or the answer, whatever I give it, either, because I'm not confident it was done right, because it was done in such a hurry. So do we really believe God's like a poor manager? Or like an unjust judge? By the way, that ought to be an oxymoron, unjust judge. Or maybe God's a cosmic vending machine. You know, put in enough prayers of sufficient value and eat right around a funk. How comes what you want, like the Diet Coke? Maybe we need to take another look at the parable. There's a couple of notable things in there. First is that there's kind of a frame around it. First, the preface. When Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Then the parable of a woman persistently seeking justice from a judge who says twice that he doesn't fear God or have respect for anyone. And then at the end, something Jesus says, will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Now our tendency is to equate the woman with us and the unjust judge of God. So God's an unjust judge? I don't think that's right. And while I can see pursuing justice in my own interest might be like this woman, but wait, what did I say? Pursuing justice in my own interest. Maybe that's not fair. The in my own interest part. The justice might be important. She was seeking justice. Now, this is starting to sound more like St. Luke's Gospel. Justice for widows and orphans. Things turned upside down in the way we know power works. The last being first and the first last, like in the Magnificat sung by Mary. My soul magnifies the Lord. He's looked with favor on his lowly servant. He's scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. The widow today is seeking justice unceasingly, persistently, to the point that the judge says he'll yield because she'll give him a black eye. Literally, one meaning of the word we have translated as, I think, bother or annoy. He'll yield because she'll give him a black eye. This widow is persistent. She's had to wait long for justice, but she continually asks. She hasn't given up. Perpetually seeking justice for the least and lowly. Never, ever, ever giving up in that pursuit. Not respected. Remind you of anything? Maybe there's not a fixed correspondence here about who's represented. Maybe that's just flattening out the metaphor. Maybe the widow harks back to God's never-ending persistence in seeking us, and in God's encouraging, cajoling, even nagging us to do justice. especially for the least powerful. Maybe the widow is also an example to us of keeping hope, keeping it going, staying in a relationship, keeping that conversation going with God even when we aren't getting what we want. Maybe the judge, described as not fearing God and having no respect for anyone, might in some ways be like us. That unjust judge who's nagged to death about justice and once in a while even does it. Maybe that's even what Jesus was getting at when he said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Since God is not like us, not like the unjust judge, Jesus says God will quit.